just listen to the sound of my voice. As you start to relax, and as you listen to the sound of my voice, I'm just going to talk to you about how easy it is to go into trance. You see, all people need to go into trance is to be absorbed in something, to be fixated on one thing. So go ahead and pick a spot on the wall in front of you. Pick a spot on the wall and just stare at it. And as you stare at it, I want you to notice the light as it catches it. I want you to notice the texture and the color. I want you to imagine what that spot might sound like if you tapped it, and also how it would feel if you touched it with your hand. And while you imagine all of those things, I just want you to continue to stare at that spot on the wall. And while you stare, I also want you to focus on your breathing. As you breathe easily and effortlessly, and that's okay, just continue to breathe. Just continue to stare. Just continue to absorb yourself in fixating on those things. And while you're fixating on all those things, I want you to also focus on the feeling of your body right now. How does it feel as you stare at the wall, as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you focus on your breathing? And while you're focused on all of those things, I'm just going to suggest a couple of things to you. And it's okay just to allow yourself to follow and go along with my suggestions. I'm going to suggest that you just relax, because while you're staring at the spot on the wall, you might start to notice your focus shifting, your focus becoming slightly blurred, and that's okay. You might even start to notice your eyes getting heavy, droopy, drowsy, and that's okay too, as you just allow those eyes to blink more and more and more. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, that's right, the sound of my voice, you can just focus on allowing your eyes to blink, allowing yourself to focus on that spot intently to the point where your eyes start to lose focus as they become heavy, droopy, drowsy. And that's okay. Allow your eyes to get heavy. Allow your eyes to blink more and more and more. And it's okay if you give in and allow your eyes to close. Now, as they become so heavy, droopy, drowsy, because with each and every blink of those eyes become so heavy, droopy, drowsy, that each blink makes them not want to open anymore, and that's okay. And as your eyes start to close, as they start to flutter, you can just allow them to relax, relaxing down deeper and deeper into trance with your body. That's right. That's right, you're doing so well. And as you allow yourself to sink down, I'm just going to discuss with you exactly what we're going to do today. You see, this is all about fractionation, allowing yourself to get into a deeper, progressive state of trance until we find the trance state that is the most appropriate for you, and being able to conjure that up easily and effortlessly, so that every single time you drop down into trance, you find yourself coming back to that place, this place. Perhaps, with your eyes closed, as you just allow yourself to relax even more, knowing that each time you go down, each time you come up, you start to find yourself going to a deeper place, and a deeper place, and a deeper place. You see, fractionation is the art of conditioning your mind to go easily and effortlessly into a state of trance, or a state of anything really, but in this case, we're looking at trance. So as you allow yourself to relax into this state, you can just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper down each and every single time you're hypnotized, because it's just that easy to do. It's just that easy to allow yourself to go there. So in a moment, I want you to start waking yourself up. I want you to start allowing your eyes to open, allowing yourself to come back. That's right, allowing yourself to come back. Coming up on the count of five with 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, feeling energy flooding your body, feeling so happy and content, and ready to go back down again, ready to focus and fixate on those feelings, focusing and fixating on exactly what you need to focus and fixate on, coming back to that spot on the wall. As you stare at it, you start to notice already, your eyes are taking cues from the sound of my voice, that are taking cues from the memory of the trance that you were just in. And as you start to think of that trance, you start to conjure up a whole new trance, because thinking about trance seems to bring back the feeling of trance that you felt before. And as you focus and fixate on that feeling, as you focus and fixate on the spot on the wall and the feeling of trance and the memories coming back, flooding your mind, you just start to go back there, starting to go back down, down into trance, and that's okay. Allowing your eyes to flutter and to blink more and more as you think about trance, you think about those heavy, relaxed feelings or those light and easy feelings. You see, I'm not quite sure if you're feeling heavy or light, or light or heavy. Perhaps some of you is heavy while the rest of you is light, and that's okay. You can just allow those feelings to happen as they just fill your body, as you just start to go down back into trance, sinking deeper and deeper down, as your eyes flutter closed, as you just relax and let go and unwind. Take a moment for yourself right now to breathe in deeply in and out. And as you focus on and fixate on that feeling, you can just allow yourself to go even deeper and even deeper down. And of course, you already know exactly what we're going to do with that fractionated feeling. That fractionation, just allowing you to condition your mind to go back into this trance state. And I'm not sure whether or not you go directly back into this place, or if you go into an even deeper place, and that's okay. You can just allow your mind to just go even deeper down each and every single time you are hypnotized, because it just feels so good to allow your mind to open more, to allow yourself to become a little bit more suggestible and a little bit easier to hypnotize each and every single time. As you come back up with 1, 2, 3, eyes open, wide awake, and you find yourself back up, focused and fixating on the sound of my voice, as you know exactly what to do. Your eyes find the familiar spot on the wall. As you start to stare at it, you start to blink more and more, and already you find yourself encapsulated in that feeling of trance. That feeling of trance that I didn't even need to suggest this time, because your mind knows exactly where to go. Your mind knows exactly what to think, exactly where to switch your attention as you focus and fixate on that spot on the wall. As you find yourself easily and effortlessly starting to blink more and more and more as you focus on each little facet of that spot, as your eyes almost want to hold on for as long as possible, and that's okay. As you feel them getting heavy, droopy, drowsy, those eyes becoming so easy just to blink and to just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper down to trance, feeling those familiar light, heavy, heavy light feelings as you just sink down more and more and more. That's right. Deeper and deeper down, allowing your eyes to close when the time is right, allowing yourself to go down into a trance. And you know, you can be in trance with your eyes open and your eyes closed. It doesn't really matter, because all you need to do to go into a state of trance is to focus and fixate on something. And you're already focused and fixating on the sound of my voice. And thus, you are in trance from the beginning of this file to the end of this file and every single moment in between. You see, you were already in that state of trance. It was that easy to get you there by asking you to focus and fixate on the sound of my voice, to asking you to focus and fixate on this moment, the moment of going into trance like you have been this whole time. And I bet it feels really good to know that you can easily and effortlessly go down to trance and easily and effortlessly come back out again. You see, going in and coming out and going out and coming in are just as easy as each other. And it feels really good to just sink down, relax down into trance, that's right. As you start to just go deeper, knowing that each and every single time you are hypnotized, you just find yourself sinking further and further, deeper and deeper down, down, down into trance. And it's easy and effortless. Requires no effort at all to do, as you just sink further and further, deeper and deeper down. And coming up on the count of three with 1, 2, 3, eyes open, wide awake. And as you sit here wide awake, you start to wonder, when will be the moment that I'll allow you to go back into trance? When will be the moment that I will allow you to close your eyes and sleep down deep? You see, there's a funny notion about fractionation. The notion being that the hypnotist is in control of this trance, and that the hypnotist decides how deep that you can go. And I wonder if we could play a small game, allowing different depths in your mind. For example, close your eyes, and already you've followed my instructions, and thus you've put yourself in a light state of trance. Now, I could let you go deeper, I could let you sink further down into trance, but yet I could let you just sit here in this light state of trance, remaining here. And I wonder if you could imagine in the back of your mind a graph. Right now, you find yourself on the axis, sitting there as a dot on the axis, right at the top, just below the tippy top line. Not very far at all, but yet you could take that dot and move it down even deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into trance until you're nearly at the bottom. Noticing yourself sinking further and further down through the axes on the graph until we take that dot and we move it up, 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 up. And as you can see, that you then have full control to be able to take that dot up and down and down and up back to those places. And I wonder if we could just plot our own graph, plotting our own graph that takes the dot and moves it all the way to the middle, or all the way to the top, all the way down to the bottom, or somewhere in between. But you see, the funny thing about depth is perceptive and subjective. Everybody's notion of depth is different. Your depth is different to my depth, which is different to everyone else's depth. So as we fractionate you even further, I wonder how deep we can let you go. You see, right now, you're sitting there at the top with your eyes closed. But yet I could suggest that you can just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper down. And hey, do you remember that last time you were hypnotized? Do you remember that last time you were hypnotized? That last trance state that you were in? I wonder if you can think about it now. And as you think about it now, you find it returning, but not just by itself. You see, you find it returning back to your mind, doubling, tripling the feeling that you felt last time. You see, it doesn't just double and triple, sometimes it also quadruples, as you find yourself spiraling, sinking down and down and down, further and further, further and further into trance. And I'm not sure if you feel light as a feather floating on a cloud, or heavy like a lead rock sinking to the bottom of the ocean. Either way, you find yourself sinking further and further, drifting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper down into trance. And it's okay to allow yourself to just float there. It's okay to allow yourself to find yourself at a comfortable midpoint, halfway to the bottom and halfway to the top. You see, even halfway, you're still far deeper than you were before. But yet, there's a funny thing about depth, and the funny thing is, there is no end to how deep you can go. You see, there's a certain thing as workable depth. Workable depth being the depth that you are at where you're still suggestible, but yet, we don't need to take you any further than that, do we? Or do we? Maybe we could take you just past what is practical. Push you slightly down into the unknown depths of your subconscious mind. I wonder if we could take you so deep, so very, very deep, that you allow yourself to find a new bottom, a new depth to this trance experience. That's right. We could take you there. All you have to do is focus on it and allow yourself to sink even deeper and even deeper down. It's very easy after all. You see, what we can do is allow you to open your eyes and see, with your eyes open now, you're already still in trance, but yet, each and every single time you close your eyes again after opening your eyes while still being deep in trance, you allow yourself to go even further, even deeper down. 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 It's almost like you're just pushing yourself further and further down to the bottomless depth of trance. Close those eyes and sink deeper and deeper. And once more, allow those eyes to open. And as you open those eyes, you realize just how hypnotized you really are. And as you make that realization, as that realization hits your head, you can close those eyes and allow yourself to sink even further, even deeper down into trance, as you just sink further and further, deeper and deeper down. Down, down. Open those eyes and close those eyes. That's right. And just take a moment to evaluate how this feels for you right now, to evaluate the sense of depth in your mind, to evaluate the scale of depth. And now what I want you to do is, while you're here, I want you to imagine a number from 1 to 100, 1 being awake and 100 being the very, very depths of deep, deep trance. And as you think about the number, as you think about the level of depth that you're at, I want you to take that number and I want you to double it. I want you to make that happen in your mind. I want you to focus and fixate on the numbers. As you can just imagine a number line in the back of your mind pointing downwards, as you start to take yourself from the number that you are at now, down even further as you start skipping numbers, as you see them all whizzing past in your mind, dropping you deeper down into trance, into the depths of your subconscious. And that's where you can just sit on this number, sitting there, ruminating on how it feels to be this deep, ruminating on how it feels to be this deep. And of course, we know depth is subjective. Your deepest trance ever might be a light trance of someone else, and vice versa. But yet, for you, you know how to go into trance very easily and very effortlessly. And you and I both know how good it feels to allow yourself to sink into this deep, deep trance. Very good. And now while we're here in this deep trance, I want you to just allow your subconscious mind to just float as your conscious mind just sleeps so peacefully, easily and effortlessly. And of course, your subconscious mind will listen easily and effortlessly to everything I'm about to tell it. You see, each and every single time you hear that word sleep, with a snap of a finger, you can just bring yourself back into this place, back into this place of deep trance. Every time you hear someone say that word sleep and snap their fingers. And of course, it will only be people that you trust in a place, in an environment that is safe and comfortable for you to do so. But when you have those conditions, you can allow yourself easily and effortlessly to sink back into this place when someone says that word sleep and snaps their fingers. So very easy, so very effortless. And of course, you know exactly how to get yourself back into this place. It's so easy, it's so right, it's so perfectly simple. And it's so easy now that you've practiced it, now that you've practiced being here. And of course, each and every single time you come back to this file, you can find yourself getting better and better at trance. You see, trance is a skill like any other, like learning to sing, riding a bike, painting, maths, or anything for that matter. It's just a skill that you can practice, hone and perfect, just like anything else. And of course, every single time you practice, you can just find yourself going deeper and deeper down, down, down into trance, finding a new level of depth, a new bottom, a new end. And of course, there is no end. See, trance is endless. So there's always room for you to go deeper and deeper down. And now in a moment, understanding these truths and knowing that it's so easy and effortless to go back here, you can just find yourself coming back to the world of the waking, back to exactly how you were before this file began, no longer fractionated, no longer hypnotized, but knowing deep down inside that you found your new level of depth, and knowing that if you want to, you can always come back to this file easily and effortlessly to practice your new skill, to practice the skill of depth, of easy and effortless trance, because it is so easy and effortless to do after all. So coming back to the waking world on the count of 10, with each and every single number I count, finding yourself feeling more energized, more happy and content, like you've just had a long nap. With 1, 2, 3, that's right, you can feel energy flooding your body, feeling so happy and content. With 4, 5, 6, coming back to the world of the waking, knowing that on the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. With 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, happy and content, remembering easily and effortlessly each and every single moment of this file. With 10, wide awake. Hi there. I hope you enjoyed this trance experience, and as always, folks, keep it trancey. I will see you later.